God's people. And they're two different entities in Jeremiah's, in these verses here. In Jeremiah's mind, there's no way that the land and the church were the same thing. And then when Sister White comments on it, you'll see she does the very same thing. Jeremiah 3, 18 and 19, and this is from the Signs of the Times, June 12, 1893. In those days, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel. The house of Judah, the house of Israel coming together. This is God's people. This is God's church. In those days, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. God's church is going to come together to a land. But I said, how shall I put thee among the children and give thee a pleasant land? This verse is talking about the Lord giving his people a land. The two different entities, a distinction made between these two entities clearly here. But how shall I put thee among the children and give thee a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the host of the nations? And I said, thou shalt call me father and shall not turn away from me. Jeremiah 3, 18 and 19. And in Signs of the Times, Sister White then says this about these two verses. When the land which the Lord provided as an asylum for his people. This is what Hiram Edson was saying when he was putting together his article identifying the glorious land of the United States. He was saying the United States was an asylum for God's people. He was saying that this asylum was put together for the time period when God would gather his people that had been scattered. And this is just what Jeremiah is commenting on, about when God would bring the house of Judah and the house of Israel together from where they had been driven, where they'd been scattered. He was going to bring them back into a pleasant land, give them a pleasant land. So Sister White is also making the distinction between the land and the people, just as Jeremiah did. When the land which the Lord provided for an asylum for his people, that they might worship him according to the dictates of their own consciences, the land which for long years the shield of omnipotence has been spread, the land which God has favored by making it the depository of the pure religion of Christ, when that land shall through its legislators abjure the principles of Protestantism and give countenance to the Romish apostasy and tampering with God's law, it is then that the final work of the man of sin will be revealed. Brothers and sisters, J.N. Andrews makes a distinction between God's church and the land they are given for an inheritance. Hiram Edson identifies this land that was given to modern Israel as the United States. Jeremiah makes a distinction